Seeds of Doubt, Part 2. Nick couldn't get to sleep that night. Even making love with Rachel didn't help. He felt tense, almost angry. After an hour of tossing fitfully, he got out of the bed, pulled on the thin robe that the hotel supplied, and paced across their bedroom. Through the diaphanous curtains of the room's only window, he could see the onion domes of the Kremlin across Red Square, brilliantly lighted against the gray starless sky. "What's the matter?" Rachel called drowsily from the bed. Turning back toward her, Nick said apologetically, "I didn't mean to wake you up." She sat up in the bed, blanket tucked under her armpits. "I wasn't sleeping anyway."
"I'm sorry."
"What's wrong?"
"Walt says Jordan's working for the aliens." "How's he know that?"
Rachel shrugged her bare shoulders. Ordinarily, the movement would have enticed Nick.
"I mean, how's he know that Jordan's working for the aliens? We've been with him for weeks now, and he seems to be just what he says he is."
"He's trying to get the government to save those other worlds from the death wave."
"Yeah, and us too."
"But Walt doesn't believe him."
"But we know more about Jordan than Walt does. We're with him every day."
"Not all the time, though," Rachel pointed out. "He could be working with them when we're not with him. Like right now."
"You believe that?"
"I don't know. I guess not." Nick sat on the edge of the bed.
"I mean, I tried to kill the guy, and he takes us under his wing. My blog's a big success, thanks to him."
"His wife is awful nice, too," said Rachel. "Not weird. She's just like us."
"Yeah."
For long moments, neither of them said anything. Nick felt knotted up inside. He had believed Walt so completely that he had tried to kill the man. Now he just didn't know where he stood, who he should believe. Finally, Rachel asked,
"So what do you want to do?"
"I don't know."
In the shadows of the darkened room, it was difficult to make out the expression on Rachel's face, but Nick could hear the anxiety in her voice.
"You know, Dee's asked about joining us."
"Huh?"
"She says she's tired of waiting for Walt. She thinks he's dumped her."
"Dee and Walt were making out?
Like mad. But she hasn't been to bed with him since we started all this traveling."
"And she wants to come to bed with us?"
"A threesome."
Rachel hesitated a heartbeat. Then, uncertainly,
"Might be fun."
"No way," said Nick.
"Really?"
"You're my girl. I don't want anybody else, and I'm not sharing you with anybody."
She threw her arms around his neck.
"I'll tell Dee to talk to Walt next time he calls."
Nick kissed her warmly. But then he said,
"That's another thing."
"What is?"
"Walt called us, just like that.
Like he's not afraid of the government tapping the phone or anything."
Remembering, Rachel said,
"He said he's got friends in high places."
"Yeah.
What's he mean by that?" "You should ask him."
"I will," Nick said, clenching his fists in determination. "I will."